A developer of data centers is planning a massive new project in Dane County, and they say it'll bring 1,000 construction jobs. It's Wednesday, July 9th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, leaders at the universities of Wisconsin want to raise tuition. And 7 people survived a dangerous boating mishap on the Mississippi River. Stay with us.
If you've never given before, but you look forward to listening to WPR every day, that's a sign it's time to donate. It means that WPR is important to you, and you are important to us. We're listener-supported radio, which means we count on money from people like you to make the programs possible. Make your first ever contribution today at WPR.org. Thank you.
A developer hopes to build a data center campus in Dane County. As Joe Schultz reports, the company says it could build as many as 15 buildings over the next decade.
QTS Data Centers owns data centers across the United States and Western Europe. It rents them out to companies that need the computing capacity. QTS is looking to develop a data center campus in the town of Vienna. Co-CEO Tag Greason says they've had early talks with town officials. Initial plans call for a handful of buildings.
My expectation is 3 or 4 buildings. That's probably easy. 15 buildings over 10 years. That's the goal.
Greason estimates the company's investment in each building would be between $300 to $350 million. He also says the plan would create 1,000 construction jobs during the build-out. Town officials declined to comment. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Tuition at Wisconsin's public universities could increase up to 5% under a plan released yesterday. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman will ask the Board of Regents this week to increase tuition for undergraduate residents by 4%. Individual campuses are able to add an optional additional 1% increase. Rothman says all of the universities, with the exception of UW-Green Bay, are planning to do this. If approved, this would be the 3rd consecutive year the UW system will increase tuition after a 10-year freeze. Rothman's request comes just days after Governor Tony Evers and lawmakers reached an agreement on the 2025 through 2027 budget. The budget includes more than $256 million more for the UW system. Nearly 60% of the UW system's revenue comes from tuition and fees. About 18% comes from the state. Some Republican lawmakers are blasting the plan. 7 people were rescued after being pulled into a dam on the Upper Mississippi River when their boat became disabled earlier this week. All 7, including a minor, escaped without injuries in the incident at the Genoa Lock and Dam on the border between Wisconsin and Minnesota. That's according to a joint statement from sheriff's offices in Vernon County and Houston County, Minnesota. The boat's engine stalled 1 to 2 miles upriver and failed to restart as the boat approached the dam. The passengers got off the boat and went underwater beneath the floodgate. They resurfaced below the dam before climbing to safety. Genoa Harmony Fire Chief Mike Hansen says it's a miracle that everyone survived.
That's so rare. Then to have 7 of them make it, it's just unbelievable.
Law enforcement says that incident remains under investigation. Wisconsin volunteers are facing delays as they work to fully resume a free book program in the state's prisons. Sarah Lear has this update.
For nearly 2 decades, Wisconsin Books to Prisoners sent new and gently used books to incarcerated people who requested specific titles or topics. But last year, the Department of Corrections said the group could only send new books. Officials said they were concerned about drugs being smuggled in used material. Those restrictions are dismaying to Marianne Olson, who served time in Wisconsin prisons.
Books saved my life, and that's not just my quote. That's a truth echoed by all of the women that were around me.
Leaders with Books to Prisoners say they hope to eventually resume sending used books to inmates. But the next phase of a pilot program to restart some used book shipments was recently delayed by the Department of Corrections. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, we've got a story from Wisconsin Life about a Wisconsinite who dropped out of school as a teenager and then figured out how to turn his life around. Stay with us.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Tyler Ditter with a story about finding your own way in life.
As a teenager, Marty Sosnowski never felt like he fit in, so he stopped trying to by not going to school altogether. At the time, he didn't feel like it was right for him, but later realized the importance of getting an education no matter what you become interested in. He talked about this with his sister Lynn Williamson during a StoryCorps mobile tour stop in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
This was 1974, I believe. I was just starting my junior year of school. And in those days, we got our report cards in envelopes that you used to have to bring home to mom and dad to sign. And so I started out my junior year with the first day of skipping the whole day. And one day of skipping classes turned into 2 days, turned into 3 days. After the first week, I thought, it's just the first week of school. I'll be cool. The next thing you know, it was the end of the first quarter and I hadn't been in school at all. I brought my report cards home. You know, had my friend who was a really good artist, and he pretended like he was a teacher, so he wrote all the grades and stuff. And it worked again for the second quarter. I brought my report cards home. Mom and Dad looked them over, signed them off. I took them back to school, gave them to the authorities, and everything was good. By now, I have a job. I'm not going to school, so I have a job. So it comes to Easter break, and Mom and Dad were down at one of the local taverns. And so who do they run into but my counselor, Mr. LaFrambois. Yeah. He just walked up to him and said, well, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Sosnowski, how's it going? Where did you guys move to? And she was like, well, we didn't move. And he goes, you didn't? He goes, well, where's Marty going to school at? So they took me to truancy court. They put me back in school. And so I just started skipping class again, back into court again.
And then there was the period where you got asked to leave, basically. Yeah.
Mom put my clothes out on the porch, and she was standing behind the door, and she was not going to open that door. She just told me to leave. So there I go.
Where did you go?
I ended up living in my truck for a while in Antigo working. I got a job up there working construction and had no place to live. I just lived in the front seat of my pickup truck. After my 12 years of school, I believe that I think it was 5 credits. But luckily, I had gathered enough information through all those years that I just went and got my GED. I switched it around. I was out of high school 9 years, went back to college, got my degree, graduated with a 3.59 grade point average, which I was extremely proud of. And then ended up, the reason I went to college is because I had picked up a camera and started taking pictures of rock and roll bands. And I wanted to work in the music industry, which you know. And I did it. And I did all those things and just ended up having the greatest life, which you know, now we all sit around and tell stories about it.
Yeah, we do.
Which are just the opposite, you know.
Where you started from.
I consider myself one of the richest people I've ever known in my life. And it's not because I made a ton of money working in the music business or anything like that. I'm not rich with Darrell's. I'm rich in my heart. I have my family and I have so many friends.
Yep.
And I quit drinking and drugging and doing all that stuff and turned my whole life around and ended up living the greatest life a guy could ever have. I got to hang out with David Bowie. I got to hang out with Chet Atkins. I got to, you know, be part of that industry. The message I like to get out to people about that is, especially if you are like me, it's out there. There's so many people, so many teenagers that still struggle with the same things I did. It's just a little different world. But God, if you can just understand that it can be anything you want it to be.
Yeah.
You don't have to go down that road. You don't have to do that. You can totally change it around, and you can do whatever you want to do. That was worth it to me.
That was Marty Sosnowski and Lynn Williamson. Their interview was recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Wisconsin Public Radio. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of WPR and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Tyler Ditter.
And of course, a quick check of your forecast before letting you go for the day. Mostly sunny today and a little humid, especially in the south, with high temperatures in the 70s and 80s, but it's going to feel a bit cooler along the Lake Michigan shoreline. No rain expected today. Could see a bit of fog tonight with lows in the 50s and 60s. Mostly dry, warm, and humid across the state once again tomorrow. And that'll do it for this Wednesday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Courtney Everett, John Davis, and Bridget Bowden. As always, leave us a rating and review on your favorite podcast app. Wherever you're listening right now, it really does help other people find the show. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.